So we're drawing near the end of day two at the Allergy and Free From show here at the Food Talk stand.
It's been so busy, hasn't it, Christy?
It really, really has, and it's a warm day. Mm. We have just walked past a very busy stand. There was a queue for this stand, so we thought we have to speak to them and
Absolutely.
See what they're doing.
People have been raving about it.
Yeah, and actually, even whilst we've been sitting here, somebody just walked past and said, "Love your product, oh, it's amazing, well done."
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, so without further ado, we're here with Cosro from Frill. Having a good day?
Excellent day. Exhausted.
Yes.
And
one more day left to go as well. So we've got tomorrow.
We're now in trouble because we're running out of product.
That's because it's so amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't tried any yet, but he has brought with him three lovely little pots.
They're so pretty. The colours are just fantastic.
So Cosro and Frill, they make like a dairy-free ice cream.
Yeah.
And I've got a pink one, which is a gorgeous, like a raspberry pink colour. And there's a polar bear on it, which is quite cute. And then we've got a green one, like a pistachio looking one. I don't know what flavour it is. Refreshing green.
And I'm sure, avocado vegetables.
And then we've got a nice, Brady's favourite.
Chocolatey
looking one. So what do you do at Frill then, Cosro?
Well, it goes back to us. It's a bunch of scientists, artists, psychologists gotten together, and we really want to sort of create foods that are truly healthy. And you always get into trouble when you say that, because what is really healthy? And so we looked at the different categories, and ice cream is obviously one of the categories which is not necessarily very healthy because you have lots of sugar and lots of fat at the same time, which is not a good combination. And so we didn't want to use any sweeteners, we didn't want to go the normal route, so we decided, let's just restrict ourselves to one thing only and try to make it happen. And we said we're going to use the whole fruit, the whole vegetable, and that's it. And can we somehow make an ice cream? And if you talk to anybody in the ice cream industry, they'll tell you need high sugar and some fat or protein to be able to sort of make a smooth
Something
texture.
That's nice, yeah.
And so we said, no, fruit is tasty enough, and that should be sufficient. And vegetables we can sneak in to make it also healthier. So 3-4 years later, we have now a product.
Okay, and I think now is a good time to give it a try.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it. So what's this one that I've got here? Sorry, I've got the green one.
That's their truly veggie one. It's made with avocado, spinach, celery, a bit of basil, a bit of pineapple and mango to give it a little bit of a sweet edge.
I love it.
And some lemon to give it some freshness.
I thought I'd be pretending when I said I'd love it. I did.
Never pretend.
No, I thought I would. Brady, you have to try this.
I will.
You are going to be surprised.
That chocolate's delicious. Everyone knows I love it.
I'm going to try the chocolate one.
The veggie one, you know, if you don't like veggies, you're going to have probably struggle a little bit with it. If you like veggies, you're going to love it. The chocolate one, I think, is very intense and very creamy, so it's everybody loves that one.
You can taste the veg in that.
You can, but I think that if you didn't like vegetables, this would be an excellent way to get people to include it.
I think it's the pineapple that comes through at the end.
And the herb.
And
the basil's so fragrant.
Avocado as well. But I did not expect
The funny thing is kids love it.
Yeah.
As long as the parents don't tell them, oh, this is veggies, you're not going to like it. Which for some reason all the parents do.
This one, I think the avocado really helps the texture of this, doesn't it? It makes such a lovely texture.
And what's lovely is because you don't have any fat in it, it's very versatile. So you now can make a smoothie out of it, a smoothie bowl in the morning. You can, the green one you just have there, you can add some chili to it, let it warm up, and you make a nice relish. So there's a ton of things that a lot of consumers are starting to play with.
Really, really nice.
It's very versatile.
So do you sell them frozen?
I mean, it's ice cream. We're just not allowed to call it ice cream because there's obviously no cream in it. So we're calling it a frozen smoothie. But yeah, the idea is to have it as an ice cream. What if you can mix it in some juice and get some smoothie, or you can make some people are making cakes out of it.
Really?
So it's quite a versatile little product. But
because it's frozen, it stays fresh, doesn't it? So something people can keep in their freezer.
Exactly. That's been one of the designs. We basically get the fruit and the vegetables ripe on the tree and freeze it right off the tree or off the plant. And that way it preserves all the vitamins. That's one. And then you eat it basically frozen, or just before you eat it, you might blend it into something. So that preserves a lot of the vitamins. And generally, vitamins coming out of off the tree fresh is 80-90% more than if you would bottle it and put it on a shelf, because the time on the shelf is what kills the vitamins.
Did it take you a long time to develop this?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's low tech in terms of the ingredients, it's just fresh fruit and vegetables.
Yeah.
It's high tech because it's taken us a long time to give it that creamy texture and when it's in the freezer, for it not to sort of turn into a block of ice.
Yeah, of course.
So that's been and it's the way we churn it. It's taken us a long time. So when you make the ice cream, you churn it in a special kind of way.
Have you developed that way of doing it yourself?
Yeah, it's our own technique.
Yeah. Fantastic. It's definitely surprising, I think.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
It's a winner.
Yeah. Okay. So where are you? Where can we go and buy these? So I'm going to buy some for my children. Where am I going to go to get it from?
So you can get them in Whole Foods,
okay,
in Waitrose, and since I think last week in Ocado.
Wow.
So that's right now where we are, and a number of smaller health food stores. But the big chains are those three. And hopefully soon some more. But
we're
taking our time growing because we don't want to compromise quality and make sure we do the right thing.
You have to make sure that product stays how it is.
Yep.
And then I'm sure you'll do it amazingly. Thank you very much for coming
on. Thank you.
Do you want to tell the listeners about your website? And I've got your Twitter here, at Frill Family. And your website, which is
www.frill.eu. Frill as no frills, but this one has frills.
Yeah.
Frill.eu.
Okay, and Facebook is Facebook Frills, I think.
It's Frill, the Frozen Frill, Smoothie.
The Frozen Smoothie, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll let you get back because
beat the drums
struggling.
For us.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to run back because my colleagues are going to be very angry.
Very busy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Really nice to meet you.
Take care. Bye-bye.